Okay, I'm with Ian McNabb, who's just come back from WWDC. Then he sat around for a while, and then he came over and gave me a really cool T-shirt, which says, I visited the mothership, and it's a T-shirt of Apple from One Infinite Loop. We're going to talk to him now about WWDC and what he thought, and his reactions, because I didn't get to go there, and this is the closest I get to being at WWDC. Ian, welcome. Even though you've come into my house, sat down, we've talked for half an hour, I think I should say welcome again. So, hi.
Thank you.
How are you going?
I'm good.
That's great. It's really quite odd to say it all over again. Okay, so, WWDC. So, what were your thoughts and you wanted to get out of it? And you're saying that the videos that you got were about an hour's worth.
Yeah, so each session at WWDC, you get 5 per day over 5 days, so it's 25 sessions you can attend.
Yep.
Each go for about an hour and a quarter.
Yep.
And you've got various labs that you can also attend instead.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is very good stuff, and you may have 4 or 5 different sessions you'd like to go to at the same time, and you can't do them all, so you have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Or you may choose to go to a lab and not attend any of them, or you may choose to just socialize and network with those around you.
The corridor meetings.
Indeed. Yeah. So there's lots of opportunities for different stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a matter of getting access to the broad cross-section of all the stuff.
Yep.
I'm fairly early in my exploration of all the stuff at the moment, so the idea is just to get a good, thorough grounding in all the pieces.
Yep.
It really does feel like Lego blocks. It's a matter of just figuring out all the blocks and how they all fit together and what they all do.
How long was the flight from Sydney?
13 hours.
Wow.
Which wasn't too bad.
And how long was WWDC?
How long?
Yeah.
It's 5 days.
5 days.
5 days.
That's a fair commitment to go there for some lectures and tutorials and labs and stuff.
Well, they say it's like drinking from a fire hose, and that's literally what it's like.
Yep.
So every hour you get hit with a whole bunch of stuff. You write down what you can and memorize what you can.
Yeah.
You can't take video, you can't take any photos, so you just scribble down what you can.
They give you an iPhone and then say you can't use it. Fantastic.
Even better now, they give you a 3GS with video capability.
Yeah, you can't take it. Yeah.
Audio and video, and you can't use it. Yeah.
I heard on the Twit network, hi Leo, that apparently the last part of the WWDC was to do with the iPhone itself, specifically in taking questions and answers, and that was glossed over, and apparently developers weren't happy.
The sessions are a mixture of Mac itself development and components plus iPhone components. So there's a Mac stream and an iPhone stream, and some components are common because there's a very high overlap in the app kit and the foundation and all the other pieces. The one you're talking about would be the App Store.
Yes.
That was a surprisingly short session.
Really? Nothing, they can't answer anything.
It went through from...
So you were there.
I was at that session.
Yeah.
Drinking
from that fire hose.
Well, that wasn't too much of a fire hose. That was basically, what is the process of creating... you create your app and then all the sequence you go through to actually put it on the store.
Yep.
And once they completed that process, they said, and that's it, thank you very much.
Jesus.
Lights up and on went Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, really?
All along the watchtower.
And people muttering to each other.
And a few mutters. I wasn't too fast because I...
Well, you haven't really experienced it. You're on the road to the App Store. So, yeah.
Yeah. Apple doesn't like to have that sort of... There are issues with the App Store and the publishing. Apple doesn't like to have a public display of disquiet.
Yeah.
So if there are issues with individual developers, they'd much rather have discussions with individual developers, I think.
Okay.
And it just keeps everything...
But they're
perspective.
I think we're running out of time here. It's a 5 minute only. Okay, this is the end of part one of the interview with Ian McNabb, budding developer and future millionaire, thanks to the iPhone App Store.
Assuming Apple don't cancel me now.
I've got 10 seconds left, so I'll just hit the pause button. This has been an audio boo. Thanks for listening.